Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid at 5-6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
All right, let's get to the thing. James Comey has been indicted. This is now the second time that he's been indicted by the Trump administration. I think this is great that he was indicted for the crazy thing he put in the sand that seemed to be calling for the assassination of Trump. Let's do Fox News. Let's break this story for you.
Indicted former FBI Director James Comey for a second time. Justice correspondent David Spence got the story. He's here in Washington. Hey, David, they're going to go at it again.
John, they're going at it again, not even a year after they went at it after the first time. We're told this via several law enforcement sources. We're told this is related to an Instagram post from the former FBI director last year. When he posted on the beach, you may remember there was a formation of shells that said 8647 that were in that pairing of 8647. And he said something along the lines of, isn't this a curious formation that I just found while walking on the beach? Well, critics to that post immediately pointed out that 86, at least in the restaurant world, means to get rid of or to kill something from a menu, 47 meaning the 47th president of the United States. So Comey did speak with the Secret Service, did speak with federal investigators at the time. He was interviewed last spring or early last summer, shortly after that happened. No charges were ever filed, but now...
Now, the thing we always say about this, too, by the way, is that a grand jury actually chooses to indict somebody. And I know, depending on the optics of the situation, if you're a conservative and you watch it happen to a conservative, typically your reaction is that a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich. And then if you're a Democrat and you watch it against a Democrat, same thing. But if you're on the opposite side of where it's happening, you're like, okay, this could be good. And this isn't just one person. This is actually a grand jury saying, yeah, we think there's something here. We think there's a reason to believe that someone can make a convincing case that this is, in fact, really, really bad, that this is illegal. And 8647 seemed to be very clear as to what it was trying to say. I like people being held accountable to the things they think they're above. If you were just a regular person and someone accused you of putting out some sort of social media post that was calling for the murder of the current president of the United States, and then people started investigating it, you'd be concerned. You'd be like, well, I might get in trouble for this. But when you're one of these people, I almost said a very bad word I'm not allowed to say, but when you're one of these individuals who think they're above any version of the law, and you start to get indicted, you get indignant. You say, how dare you come after me? How dare you use the prosecution or political prosecution from your office to turn something against me that has no reason to be looking at me at all? That's not true. The grand juries consistently seem to believe, all right, there might at least be something here. Let's go ahead and go down the road of having a whole court case about this, having the legal system look into it, because you put out there 8647. And look, I'll say one other thing, and I'll say this fairly plainly, and I know I'm going to use the I know people version of a thing without being one of those people myself. But I've seen tons of posts on social media of people wanting Trump to die in some way, shape, or form. You remember during his first term in office when he got COVID and got flown to, you know, the hospital, that there were people, I think even SNL made a joke about hoping he died. I played audio yesterday of James Tallarico, the far left candidate for Senate in Texas, and his pastor at his church in Austin saying that there'd be mixed feelings after the assassination attempt on Trump over the weekend. There's no mixed feelings, and there should be no reason for a pastor in a church to say that that's true. But you see it. You see people who do think that it'd be better if Trump were dead, that they call for that, which is disgusting and horrible and awful. And you should, you know, resoundingly reject it the way that so many people do. And yet when you see this potential indictment of Comey, and his excuse will be, I never call for someone killing him. You know how untrue that is of the left right now. How many people seem to believe that this would be totally okay, that political violence is fine, because they've been convinced by their own party that they are, in fact, fighting Nazi Germany. This is another piece of audio. Bill Melugin was challenging Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on ICE and Border Patrol comments that he made. I thought this was pretty great, a pretty fast clip. But this shows how quickly the rhetoric gets to the insane degrees, the most ridiculous places, and how little it should make sense to most people. And yet more and more Democrats just nod their head and go, no, that's good. This seems completely right.
Thank you, Leader Schumer. On the Senate floor last week, you said, quote, nobody in the country respects ICE and Border Patrol. Do you still stand by that?
Look, the bottom line is very simple. ICE and Border Patrol, as we have said, need reform. I stand by that.
You believe that nobody respects it?
Go ahead.
He ignores it, moves on. He's like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Because, of course, you don't stand by that. People, of course, do respect a Border Patrol and ICE, and it's ridiculous to say the opposite. But who cares? The narrative is more important than the reality for so many Democrats on that side of the aisle so often, and they're hoping you go along with them. Two other quick things. The president did put up on Truth Social at Real Donald Trump about the Iran negotiations. He said, I believe this morning, Iran has informed us that they are in a state of collapse. They want us to open the Hormuz Strait as soon as possible, as they try to figure out their leadership situation, which I believe they will do. That's something Trump said. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. I will say again, and I've been saying for a while now, that an end result in Iran that's good for us long term, abandonment of any type of uranium enrichment, attempts to get nuclear weapons, we get all the things we want, essentially. Resounding victory is still something that creates value. For the conflict that started there, that a lot of people said was harming Trump politically, that was harming Republicans, that was causing Democrats to be likely to say win in the midterm election. By the way, there's data that says that's not true. A, quote, shocking poll came out. I think this is from the Harvard Center for American Political Studies, Harris X, that found that Republicans and Democrats are neck and neck. The question was, if the election were today, who would you vote for? And Republicans resoundingly said their side of the aisle, Democrats the same. People in the middle, independents, slightly favored Democrats. I think there was a margin of error of about 2%, and it looked like there was a 4% advantage from independents leaning one way as opposed to the other. And most polls are crap. I hate polls. I don't really pay attention to them. But I thought this one was interesting because it upends a lot of what the other polls are saying, that Democrats will run away with a victory. But the other thing that I thought was really interesting about this is turnout. Republicans said they were much more likely to turn out in the midterm election than Democrats in this poll, which essentially negated the amount of people in the middle, independents, that claimed they would vote more likely on one side. And that's often been the case, that turnout usually helps Republicans, and turnout is usually a problem when you win the presidency in the following election. In a midterm election, when your side is in office, a turnout usually struggles. The best way for Republicans to prevent that, to prevent Democrats from taking over positions that would then make it impossible for Trump to do the job he wants to keep doing, is just show up and vote. There's enough people out there who feel the same way you do. If you're a conservative planning on voting, red down the ticket, and I'm not necessarily recommending you do that. I would rather vote for America First politicians than just people because they have an R or D in front of their name. I do not vote for Democrats, though, by and large, because none of them are America First. But there are Republicans who aren't America First either. That is certainly true. But as I say all this, I think it's really interesting to notice that at least in some of this data, things are much closer than the polls are going to tell you in other places, the ones that most media is going to highlight. And this is not a one-sided place doing this. Harvard, I think, would lean left, not right. So saying things are in the middle is actually quite a bit different that if they said things were leaning Democratic, and you could put a grain of salt into that. All right, quick break. A lot more. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Chapter wants to cut through the noise and the confusion that is so pervasive when you're dealing with Medicare. Because if you're on it, or if you are about to start the process, I mean, you got to go to a government site, or you can go to some rando insurance agent and then kind of cross your fingers and hope that everything that you need covered is covered. But usually that's not the case. Medicare is confusing on purpose. And that's how people end up in the wrong plan, overpaying and undercovered. You got to find somebody truly on your side that matters. And that's what Chapter exists to do. Instead of selling you on just a couple of companies, they are the only advisor in the game that compares every single Medicare plan nationwide to find out what actually fits your doctors and your prescriptions and your budget. It's an honest translator for Medicare. Chapter explains your options in plain English, and they help you avoid plans that are great for insurance companies, terrible for you. So people on average who work with Chapter, they save over about $1,100 a month plus on healthcare costs just by getting onto the right plan instead of whatever was pushed at them. It's free and fast to talk to Chapter, and in under 20 minutes, they can review your current coverage or walk you through your choices if you're about to enroll, so you know what you're going to pick and why. And whether you're already on it or getting close, they'll answer your questions, explain enrollment, and you'll walk away feeling confident and know exactly where you're at instead of overwhelmed and confused. So take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say the words My Medicare. That's #250. Say the words My Medicare and get your options reviewed with Chapter.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler Cast Iron Ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The Blue Square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, "Yeah, I'm not cool with hate." Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. It's time for a Quick Five on The Dana Show, a D Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X, on Twitter. A great way to stay connected to her at Radio Craig C. I'll just keep throwing it out there today. If you want to follow me, the Jamoke who's filling in for her for the day, Dana is back tomorrow. Coffee experts are warning that if you have a single serve machine in your home, one of those K-Cup, Keurig, Nespresso things, that if you never clean it, it is an absolute trap for germs at this point. There are specialized cups you put in that clean the whole thing out. If you never do that at all, if you never once decide, you know what, I should probably go ahead and send this through the washing machine version of cleaning it via the K-Cup that does that, then you're just drinking germs all the time and drinking things that are probably making you sick, regardless of how hot the water is when it comes out. Many people seem to think you don't need to clean it because it's basically boiling water. They're wrong about that, I guess. According to the scientists, you decide what you think is true. Another story I thought was interesting, remote workers decided to meet up at a San Diego beach as a large group of people. They all decided they wanted to do remote work from the beach. Apparently, they shut down the beach with the stupidity of this whole thing. They ruined everything as far as the city was concerned because chaos ensued when a beach in the middle of the week had a crap ton of people show up to it. more than it could handle, that just wanted to sit outside in the sand while doing work and pretending they were inside some sort of building. I can't think of a better advertisement to business owners out there that you should start making the remote workers come back from their remote working and work in their buildings than a whole bunch of people that want to have a beach day while getting paid to do it. And this essentially is what happened. Someone came up with the idea, somebody else loved it, and it took off like wildfire. And then all of a sudden you have a whole bunch of people at the beach at the same time, not actually working, but pretending to. That is hilarious to me. And not an idea I haven't thought of, by the way. Anytime I do remote work, I have been tempted several times to think of a more picturesque way to do it. But darn it, I want things to actually work and not break, so I never go that road. Another thing I saw, 30% of people report being scammed in 2025 by a social media scam of some kind. Usually it's an attractive person saying they want to get to know you better and then somehow at some point asking for money. So a romance scam that is, generated via your social media pages and or actually extorting you. If you do some sort of romance thing that you shouldn't have done, send some sort of images or something to someone. And then they say now that they know who your friends and family are because they're all on the social media app that you better give them money or else they're going to send these images to other people. There are two really good lessons in this bit of information that's out there. One, a random, incredibly attractive person is unlikely to ask you to date them via social media and only want to date you via social media. That's unlikely to be a thing. If you don't have really attractive people in your everyday life throwing themselves at you, it is unlikely they're doing it earnestly on social media. Just a thing. I'm not saying it's impossible. Just saying it's likely to be a thing. And the other one, probably have some sort of rule about meeting someone in person before you send them any kind of content. They might, or just don't send it at all. I know that's usually the better golden rule, but I'd at least say before you send someone a picture that you don't want them to share with anyone else, make sure you've at least seen and met them in real life. That seems like the bare minimum. A quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
If you want to have alleviation, relief from everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor and their 3-week quick start is something that you need to try because, you know, a lot of people deal with aches and pains, whether it's from workouts or old sports injuries like my husband or a number of other things. You know, everybody has different ways of managing it, but you want something that makes a lasting difference. And that's where Relief Factor comes in. It's a 100% drug-free, research-based formula designed to fight inflammation, the root cause of most pain. It's not a temporary fix. It works from the inside out to support your body's natural response to pain. And it helps you to get back to staying active and walking comfortably and not having just constant discomfort. And you can get relief from Relief Factor with this 3-week quick start. It is very easy to try, very easy to get. It's just $19.95. And you can get it at relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. That's the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relieffactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
A couple big things have happened in the last 24 hours, or even less than that. One, a former senior advisor to Dr. Anthony Fauci has been indicted for his role in the COVID-19 cover-up, deleting emails. He might be a witness to a lot of the other ways Fauci avoided a certain freedom of information requests, something like even handing information off, but training people on how to use private email servers and not the ones that the government is supposed to use, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard that before. Here's a little bit of Fox's coverage of this big breaking story. This is also on the heels of federal agents raiding a bunch of facilities in Minnesota, including the infamous Quality Learning Center or Quality Learning Center. This is the stuff that a lot of people say they voted for. Consequences for the bad things that happen in our society and the people who do the bad things. If you can't get Fauci because of his odd pardon that whoever was in control of the auto pen gave to him, from 2014 to 2025, it pardoned any criminal activity of Dr. Anthony Fauci from way before COVID started to way after COVID ended. Odd, but one of his senior advisors, not on the list of people that got the auto pen pardon. So here we go.
Well, the Justice Department has charged David Morins, a doctor, with conspiracy, claiming he concealed federal records to counter evidence that COVID-19 may have leaked from a lab in China, all to help restore a controversial coronavirus grant. Morins, a former aide to Dr. Anthony Fauci, testified before the House's COVID Select Subcommittee nearly 2 years ago about emails he'd sent in February 2021, claiming that he'd learned to make emails disappear after he received Freedom of Information Act requests.
Ever delete or attempt to delete a federal record?
No, but let me explain why when I came there in 1998.
By the way, anytime that someone asks you a question, did you ever delete a federal record? And you say no, but the answer was actually yes. The answer was not no, because there's no reason to add anything to a no if that's actually the correct version of a response to did you ever delete any emails. His no but was, I deleted them all the time.
We were instructed to delete emails and or to move them into PST files frequently because they jammed the computer.
The Justice Department says Morins used his personal Gmail account to exchange non-public information.
Shocking.
The indictment also claims an unnamed co-conspirator gave Morins wine for his, quote, behind-the-scenes shenanigans, then suggested he could push scientists.
You know, I am a little disappointed in this story because some Democrats get gold bars for the illegal things that they do. And all he got was wine. That feels like, you know, you didn't negotiate well enough. You didn't push for the bigger prize behind door number two than what you got behind door number one. That seems to be disappointing to me, because, again, I would have rather they found gold bars in his jacket for the things that it sounds like he did. Now, some people are saying that he will turn on Dr. Anthony Fauci and say all the different criminal things that Fauci taught him to do or did do, including the cover-up of COVID information, like the lab leak discussion that Fauci rejected multiple times, even though inevitably everybody thinks that that's what actually happened. Nonetheless, Fauci is likely protected from his pardon, unless you can prove that it wasn't Biden who gave the pardon because the auto pen was controlled by someone that wasn't even him. But I digress. It'll be interesting to at least know the truth. And I do think that's what you voted for. Like I said, there are also people raiding a bunch of facilities, not just the Quality Learning Center in Minnesota, that are getting more information about the depth of the fraud that occurs there and the how. Because I actually am much more interested in understanding the playbook. I want the people held responsible. Don't get me wrong. I am one of those individuals that has thought that enough people have not been arrested, that we really should see a lot more punishment for the crimes that we know happen every day in D.C., that cleaning the swamp means that some people get thrown in the hoosegow, But that is an important component to all this. And if you don't get that component, well, then darn it, you're not far enough along yet. We need to keep going until we see people in handcuffs being thrown behind bars. But nonetheless, as that may or may not be occurring in Minnesota or anywhere else, what you also really want is the playbook. You want to know how this is happening, all the other places that you are aware it is happening, so that you can track it better, so that you can solve the problem that is the ridiculous amount of government corruption that we deal with all the time, that taxpayers wind up on the hook for, et cetera, et cetera. This seems to be an avenue that gets us down that path to get us to the place we all want to go. And so some people out there will call this an intentional distraction away from some of the other things that are happening. There's crazy people out there that think the White House Correspondents' Dinner attack was staged because it might be an avenue to make a more valuable argument about the need for a White House ballroom, one that Trump would barely get to use during his time in office, which he said so himself. It would be finished with 3 months or something left in his second term. So it's not going to be something that he actually gets the benefit of, even though he's creating it. I'm amazed at how many times these conversations go this certain path. And you can all clearly see what the end result should be, and likely the end result of the person being indicted that was a close colleague of Dr. Fauci is that Fauci should also be in a lot of trouble. But sadly, we won't be able to get there. But we all knew it when he got a strange pardon that came at a time that it seemed like it shouldn't be coming. And it stretched all the way back to 2014 for some reason. One last thing, I thought this was interesting. The state Supreme Court in Virginia has once again rejected an attempt by Democrats to try to get their redistricting done. That does seem to be completely not capable of jiving with the state constitution. Essentially meaning that this is going to be proven to be unconstitutional in a state-level courtroom. It won't need to go to a federal level to be challenged, but I thought this was an interesting update. I believe this broke last night.
Breaking tonight, a circuit court in Virginia ruled a short time ago, within the past 2 hours, that the redistricting referendum passed by voters yesterday is unconstitutional. The judge is now blocking certification of the election and denying a motion to stay pending appeal. Virginia's Democratic Attorney General responding by posting that he plans to appeal that. Correspondent Mark Meredith has.
Brett, good evening to you. Plenty of new drama here in the Commonwealth tonight. Republicans are challenging the legality of yesterday's ballot measure. They have asked a judge to throw out the case, essentially to wait for it to happen. An injunction was issued, the judge agreeing. Democrats, as you mentioned, say they are going to appeal, that there's no merit to this case, that they believe this is an attempt to override the will of the voters. Either way, Brett.
Yeah, I believe all that. That was at the beginning of it. That was the first big breaking story in all of this. And as you continue to follow the story, you found more and more challenges and attempts and fights. I'll tell you this, too. I live in Texas. Texas redistricted. There was some fighting, but inevitably the new maps were allowed to be used. I think that the inevitable end result of Texas redistricting is actually a better reflection of the beliefs of most of the state. Most people who are here believe a certain set of things that are on a certain side of the aisle. I live in Houston, where maybe a lot of people don't think the things that the rest of the state believes. But I do think that the new maps will be reflective of the vast majority of people who live here and the ideals of the state itself. In Virginia, that couldn't be further from the truth. That's not the argument people are making in courtrooms. It's not the legal way to fight to allow or deny this. But it is the more relevant thing in our society. How reflective are the maps, are the inevitable politicians that come from these places, of the beliefs of the people within these states? And in Virginia, you have a whole lot of people who don't agree with what would likely be mostly Democrats that they would send to Washington, well, barely send them to Washington, to represent that state. And I think even what's happening in Florida now as a response to what was happening in Virginia and all this back and forth fighting about gerrymandering, all of it is just a ridiculous version of a fight that shouldn't exist in our society to begin with, because we should have maps that reflect the ideals of the totality of the country. And by the way, if we actually had those, Republicans would win every election, because the vast majority of this country, outside of some very deep blue cities that have a vast amount of population within them, are mostly red. If you actually see the way a map of the country looks, ignoring some of those deep blue spots, it is overwhelmingly red. And so I think that something that better reflected the beliefs of everyone might actually get us to a place that's, I think, what the founding fathers tried to design in the first place with some of the other things that exist within our political system. So nonetheless, I just believe that the more valuable argument person to person, you can't make this argument in a courtroom. You wouldn't win if you did. But just to someone who's saying that all this redrawing of maps is so terrible and awful, and you can show the maps out of places like Illinois and how insane they are and how ridiculously one-sided the inevitable politicians are who get sent to the represent that state versus the actual belief system of a vast majority of the people that don't live in Chicago. But nonetheless, as I say that, I think what's probably the most important aspect is this should be a way to quiet the noise, to tell someone this is actually a representation of what the people truly believe when it happens to be overwhelmingly one-sided, but the state actually overwhelmingly believes these things. A good example of this is there hasn't been a Republican nominated to a statewide race in Texas, a Democrat nominated to a statewide race in Texas in quite a long time. The biggest reason people think that Tallarico is very likely to fail, no matter how much money he raises, no matter how much fighting he does, no matter who the inevitable candidate is he's running against, both of which are flawed for the two that will be the likely Senate candidates, well, the only Senate candidates in a runoff election in Texas, either Cornyn or Paxton. Both of them should beat Tallarico, not just because of the insane stuff that Tallarico thinks, but because of the overwhelming ideology of Texas itself, of being a conservative state. And I think the same is true of Florida. When Florida decides to redistrict, as they're trying to do right now in response to Virginia, I think they wind up, and I know some data points will say this isn't somewhat true, but all those data points are heavily weighed by the very few cities that have an overwhelming position. It's interesting. Anyone in just their regular life can talk about this and experience this if you've ever lived in a big city and then lived outside that big city in the same state, however far you had to go. In Houston, where I live now, I just have to go to any of the surrounding suburbs to feel like it's a lot more conservative than it is inside Harris County. The difference, I think, in Illinois is you had to drive a little bit further from Chicago than just the surrounding suburbs, and eventually, boom, everybody felt like they were a conservative. There were no longer a whole lot of Democrats, even though Democrats still represented a majority of the state. It's an interesting, obvious, truthful thing that a whole lot of people know, and yet we keep having these stupid fights because Democrats started it, in my opinion. I know that probably sounds biased, but I can't help it. You see how ridiculous the states are, where they know that if they keep drawing lines that cut out little slivers of Chicago, they'll get a whole bunch more Democrats elected than if they actually allow some part of the state to not have a Chicago sliver in it. All right, that's a little extreme. Quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
Hey, folks, it's Dana. And if you know me, you know I'm a total foodie. I love to cook and I love quality, flavorful, fresh ingredients. And my newest discovery is fresh pressed olive oil, which has really enhanced my appreciation for olive oil from here on out. It's richer. It's more vibrant. It just makes everything better, from salads or dipping fresh bread. It just tastes great. And it's rich in antioxidants. So why does freshness matter? Because olive oil isn't just oil. It's actually a fresh pressed fruit. And like anything fresh, the flavor and the health benefits are at their peak right after harvest. TJ, the owner of Fresh Pressed Olive Oil, sources the world's most delicious and artisanal olive oils direct from the gold medal winning small olive farms around the world during the peak harvest season. You can try it for yourself and get a full-sized $49 bottle for free. You just pay a dollar in shipping. That's crazy. Visit danalovesoliveoil.com and claim your free bottle for just $1 in shipping. No commitment. You can cancel anytime. Once you try fresh pressed olive oil, though, there is no going back. Everything else tastes like hobo oil. It just doesn't even count. Visit danalovesoliveoil.com.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products," I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. It's time for Florida Man on the Dana Show. Dean Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X. Great ways to stay connected to her. Another teacher, a woman, was caught in a sexual relationship with a student in a high school. She is a math teacher. She's 37 years old, and her name is Kristen Rose, which feels, I don't know why, somehow also inappropriate. The thing that's crazy about these stories is how often now you see a female teacher and a male student being the version of a thing that I think for a while we thought was seedy and terrible and horrible when it was a male teacher and a young female student. And I think most guys, myself definitely included, do have that thought in our brain, regardless of how awful these actually are. These are bad. These are adults and children. No part of this is good. I'm not pretending it is. But we do have that thought in our brain of that teacher that we thought was attractive when we were in high school that, you know, for some reason had no interest in us because society was different then. And now it's some sort of weird thing again. And I don't know. I know the rules shouldn't be different when it's a male student and a female teacher. And then you even judge the attractiveness level of the female teacher. And they're usually pretty attractive, which is also surprising. This one is mediocre, I would say. But nonetheless, still a terrible story, an awful thing. That for some reason the male brain filters a unique, at least my male brain filters a unique way. A Florida man armed with a katana and a tiki torch was arrested for lighting random fires at a state park. The guy was walking around just using the tiki torch to light stuff ablaze. No real reason behind it. The guy just seemed like an insane person in Florida. I gotta say, and I often say this when I do the Florida man stories on the Dana Show, that if you were to witness this one, a guy walking around, heading towards some sort of park or forest area, wielding a tiki torch and a katana, that's the kind of place you don't want to be. That's the kind of thing you say to yourself, whatever that man's doing, whatever drugs may be a part of inspiring this type of activity, I would like to be anywhere else but here right now. As I said, cops got involved. They arrested the guy. And of course, there's going to be some problems there. There's going to be some challenges that he will face. Because you're not allowed to do that. Unsurprising. I wonder if he went with the George Costanza excuse. Was that wrong? Was I not allowed to do that? Was that not okay? Because the answer was going to be yes. You can't just light stuff on fire with your tiki torch. And why go that road? I guess the other question I'll ask, and it's odd that my brain works the way it does, but I've already admitted it once in this segment. You have to go to the store and buy the tiki torch. I assume you already have the sword. I assume that's something you've had at the house for a while. If you're this guy, but you got to go through the process of being like, I could light stuff on fire with not a tiki torch, but what's the fun in that? I'm going to have to use a tiki torch instead. So I got to go out and buy one. And then I got to head off with my sword. And I wonder if you have the katana on you, when you're buying the torch? Because I would make the argument that somebody in some store probably shouldn't sell that tiki torch to that guy if he's got the knife or the sword, the katana, around his back behind him and potentially being dressed like a ninja, which I assumed also would happen. One last story. Two 18-year-olds in Florida decided to joyride with a lawnmower, and they took it so far to joyride through a Target. They thought it was just a hilarious prank until they also got arrested for not being allowed to do the thing they were doing. I think I do have audio of at least one witness talking about what it's like to see teens ride a lawnmower through a Target, which feels like a very unreal thing to see unless you happen to be in Florida.
The door first and shattered it. It was quite interesting. You never know what's going to happen. I think they're teenagers. They definitely got the consequence that a lot of people think they deserve.
Of course they got the consequence they deserve. They're in trouble, a lot of trouble, because you cannot drive a lawnmower through a Target. I wonder if you debated what, you know, what vehicle you could drive. I don't know if they tried it. And maybe if you went to Walmart instead of Target, this would have worked out a little bit better. It's barely higher up than the rascal things they use now to have the lawnmower. So maybe you could have got away with it. You just chose the wrong department store to go the road that you did. But no, that's going to be not allowed. That's going to be illegal. And I think you got to go really down the totem pole of vehicles to get to the point where you can pull it off. Something like a scooter is probably the biggest you can do other than the rascal. Quick break, a lot more. Greg Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
All right, folks. So I want to tell you about something that actually works. This is the world's number one expanding garden hose and their newest upgrade. It's the Pocket Hose Ballistic. I like anything that has the word ballistic after it. I don't have time for cheap, stupid equipment that fails after one season. I am done fighting with it. I'm done with the kinks. Eric Swalwell, I'm done with the tangles. I'm done with the leaks. I'm done with all of it. It's a waste of money. It's enraging. So that's why the Pocket Hose Ballistic, that's why you need to have this thing, because it's built different. I could beat somebody to death with this. It's reinforced with a liquid crystal polymer. Now, you don't know what that is, but you do know what it's been used in before: bulletproof vests. So that means, my friends, the strength is real. Real durability, no nonsense. It's not going to mess up your garden. It's not going to like tie a knot around you. If you're tired of replacing your cheap hose every year, this is your fix. The ballistic is lightweight. It's super easy to handle. And I like what comes with it. It comes with the pocket pivot. So no more fighting the spigot. And ladies, it's gold. Where it moves, you move, you move, it moves. It's so simple. It's smart. You're done. For a limited time, when you purchase a new Pocket Hose Ballistic, you're going to get that free, you see it right here, 360-degree rotating pocket pivot and a free thumb drive nozzle. Just text Dana to 64300. That's Dana to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products," I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly, but when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs, no question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, yeah, I'm not cool with hate. Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
This is the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. A bunch of stuff out there to talk about. Somebody had a baby on a flight. This was between Atlanta and Portland on a Delta flight. Look, here's the thing. I'm sure everybody who got off the plane was amazed at the miracle of life and how all of this happened. How I don't know if there was a doctor that was happened to be on the flight that birthed the child. I do have some audio of someone, a witness, talking about what happened. But here's the other thing I just want to say. This is the quiet part that no one's going to say out loud, and I'm going to say it. Somebody on this flight was really annoyed. They weren't supposed to be. No one was doing anything wrong. A woman went into labor and had a child, but somebody who was trying to like meet a deadline and paid for the Wi-Fi was thinking to themselves that this was the worst flight they could have ever gotten on. And by the time they got off, they were thrilled to not be on the flight with the woman giving birth anymore. I know someone thought that. I'm not saying it was me. I wasn't on the flight, but I know someone had those feelings. But here we go.
It was pretty wild just to see it all happen. So I actually didn't realize what was going on at first. And then somehow my seatmate found out that there was being a baby born. I've given birth and I've given birth naturally. So I know it is not a comfortable situation. And no. She wasn't yelling or screaming or anything. I mean, they probably went home and probably had a drink, but they really did a great job of doing their jobs and keeping everybody calm and sorted and organized.
I don't believe her when she said that nobody was screaming or yelling or anything. That doesn't sound right. And if she was really drugged up. Somebody had the really good drugs on this flight to make sure that you're not screaming and yelling. I can't imagine someone would be capable of being respectful to the other passengers while having a child that they're not going to yell or scream about it. This person deserves all the medals in all the world if that actually occurred. But I love every part of this, especially the woman they picked to talk about it, that she had a natural childbirth, that she didn't go to the hospital and get it done that way, because apparently she'd be more proud of the woman on the flight who had no other option. She had to do it the way she did. One last thing, I saw this, 20% of people would let AI shop for them, even if they didn't get final approval on whatever it was that AI bought. Essentially, they'd give artificial intelligence a list. They'd say, go and purchase me things. And then they'd take whatever they got. Any mistakes along the way are totally fine. AI would have a limited amount of money, I think, in this version of an example, not your credit cards to buy whatever they wanted. They would only have a certain budget to spend. So I guess that makes it better. But this is the pinnacle of laziness to me. I would not let AI loose with the mistakes it might make to buy things for me. I would at least ask a human to do it and pay some jamoke a few bucks to pick up my stuff at the store. All right, quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
It's our friends over at Ghost Bed. I probably could have gotten a better night's sleep, and it's not because of my mattress. It's because poor Wick, he has medicine. He's got crazy allergies, and he got medicine for his ear infection. So he's been dealing with that. He does not like having eardrops, and he was a little sassy all night. But every time I lay down in my ghost bed, normally I would have to turn. You know, you toss and turn to get comfortable. And I literally lay down, and I'm just out. You just lay down in one position. It doesn't matter what position you lay on. Every way you lay on a ghost bed is comfortable because it's just a better engineered bed. That's the whole way and how they created them. They didn't just go out to make a mattress. They make engineered sleep systems because they think that these things are health equipment, which they are. Think about it. That's where you rest. That's where you heal. That's where you recover. And if you're constantly like overheating or tossing and turning to get comfortable, how is that accomplishing any of the things for which sleep was created? So you need to switch up your mattress because chances are that's what it is. In fact, most of the reasons why people are uncomfortable, it's because of their mattresses. Ghost Bed is a game changer. It's made to help with these exact issues, support, cooling, comfort, so you actually rest. And they let you try it for 101 nights in your home. And if you don't feel a difference, you just send it back risk-free. Visit ghostbed.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana, and they're offering you the lowest prices of the season, plus an extra 10% off site-wide. That's ghostbed.com/Dana, promo code Dana.
when Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
One thing about the locker room, it's a mix of everything. Different races, religions, backgrounds, opinions, all of it. And yeah, you argue, you joke around, you disagree constantly. But when it actually matters, you've got each other's backs. No question. That's just being a good teammate. And honestly, that shouldn't stop when the game ends. But right now, hate is rising across communities in different ways. And Jewish communities are getting hit hard by it. And hate doesn't stay in one place. It spreads. So this isn't about agreeing on everything. It's just about showing up for people. The blue square is a simple way to do that. Just saying, "Yeah, I'm not cool with hate." Go to bluesquarealliance.org, grab one, share it. It's not complicated. Just be the kind of teammate you'd want in your corner.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. It's time for a quick five on the Dana Show, D Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X. A great way to stay connected to her and the awesome stuff her team does, like producer Steven with all the fancy social media things. If you want to see what it's like to not have a producer, Steven, at Radio Craig C and the very few things that I put up, mostly about the Yankees. And then actually also I live stream my show from KSEV Radio, a soon to be affiliate of the Dana Show. In the very near future. But anyway, KSEV Radio, I do that every day from 6 to 7 o'clock if you want to check it out. All right, let's do this. A grandma went viral on TikTok for saying that it's her job, it's a grandparent's responsibility to keep a relationship going and connected with your grandkids, essentially meaning you have to reach out all the time if you want to consistently be seeing the kids. A lot of people had a reaction to this. Here's what grandma said first.
Is it to maintain a relationship between a grandchild and their grandparents? I've just watched such an interesting TikTok with a lovely young creator who had some very strong views, and I've got some equally strong views.
All right.
I think it's always the grandparents' responsibility. She thought the same. And as a devoted granny, I'll explain why. I think it's the grandparents' responsibility to always reach out, to be the one saying, "Well, can we help with this? Can we come and visit? Can we take them there? Is there anything you'd like me to do? Do you need some support this week? Do you need some support next week? These are my days off, blah, blah, blah." That's what I do. I'm a devoted granny, and I feel very strongly about this.
I got to stop right there. I think there's an interesting line based on the relationship you currently have with family members, with your own parents, as to whether or not this is a good or a bad thing. I think there's an undercurrent of the reason why this is happening. If my parents wanted to see my kids and the way they went about it was just asking me if they were available, and there's no undercurrent of secondary alternative meaning behind any of that, it's fine. It's great. If we have this relationship, awesome. But if you've criticized the way that I parent my kids before and then you're asking to see them a whole lot, I feel like there could be tension that comes from this. So I feel like it's a choose your own adventure thing. It could be great. It could be not so great, depending on the relationship you currently have with the people asking to be around you and your children all the time, and vice versa, by the way. Maybe there's a reason that grandma or grandpa are right about feeling that you might not be doing great raising said kids. I don't judge everybody. I'm just being honest. Sometimes they're not the ones who are wrong. Other things out there, seniors said if they could go back in time and prioritize one thing about their health more, they'd actually prioritize a healthier brain. 6 out of 10 elderly people said that they forget things 15 or so times a week at least. That's a low estimate of the amount of times you're forgetful about something. And so in order to do things differently, they wish that in their 30s or 40s, they had solved more puzzles, played more brain teaser games, or even taken certain dietary supplements that are supposed to be beneficial for the brain. People in their 50s through 70s said this is something they wish they could do different and something they're encouraging younger people than them to do differently and do ASAP. As a 40-year-old guy who forgets stuff a lot, I'm probably taking this advice immediately right after the show and starting to do it. And then finally, one last thing that I thought was interesting out there is petflation a problem? Are the costs associated with your pet, whether it's bringing the pet to a veterinarian or even just the food and toys that you might buy for your pet, causing you to struggle more financially? Is are pet costs on the rise? The answer to this is probably yes. But if you're a certain type of pet owner, you don't care. There are some pet owners who do care, who remain frugal, who do everything they can to keep costs down while keeping their pet healthy and happy. And there's other people who throw caution to the wind, man, and don't care at all. I've talked about some of those things before. Maybe I'll do it a little bit later, whether or not I'm pet one or pet option two. A quick break, though, right now. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.